USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is with world leaders and veterans in Normandy, France, to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. The president continuing a tradition for American presidents, honoring the 160,000 Allied troops who landed on June 6, 1944, on the beaches of Normandy, setting into motion the end of Hitler's Third Reich. As he was leaving Ireland for the event yesterday, the president told reporters,
"I think it's going to be an incredible, special day in a very special and very important place. So I look forward to that."
Meanwhile, Pope Francis is commemorating the 75th anniversary as well, saying the Normandy invasion was, in his words, decisive in the fight against Nazi barbarism. The Pope expressing his gratitude for those who, quote, joined the army and gave their lives for freedom and peace. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
A judge will decide the fate of Missouri's last abortion clinic. Judge Michael Seltzer, hearing arguments from Planned Parenthood and the state of Missouri during a hearing yesterday centered on whether the St. Louis clinic's license should be renewed. The judge didn't rule on whether to issue a preliminary injunction that would allow the clinic to continue performing abortions, and he didn't say when a decision will be made. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Chief Randall Williams says his agency is concerned about patient safety.
Many Missourians are pro-choice. Many Missourians are pro-life. What all those Missourians expect me to do in a regulatory fashion is to enforce the law, enforce the regulations, and keep people safe.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into dangerous territory by threatening Mexico with tariffs, telling reporters at the Capitol yesterday tariffs are a distraction from the Mueller report, and she said American consumers are going to be paying the price. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
1 Southern California community is decriminalizing so-called magic mushrooms, while another is banning almost all tobacco sales. Chris Barnes reports.
Denver did it, and now Oakland, California is the second city in the nation to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. The city council passing a resolution instructing police to stop investigating and prosecuting people using those natural psychedelics. An amendment states, though, that does not authorize commercial sales of them or the possession or distribution of them in schools or driving under the influence of them. Meanwhile, the city council in Beverly Hills has approved a measure making the city the first in the nation to ban virtually all tobacco sales. And that goes for e-cigarettes as well. That new law does not apply to hotels or swanky cigar bars, though, frequented by celebrities. I'm Chris Barnes.
As the world observes 75 years since D-Day, President Trump traveled to London for talks with British leaders, and in an interview on Good Morning Britain, host Piers Morgan asked Trump about his lack of military service in Vietnam.
I was not a fan of that war. That war was not something
that we should
have been
involved. Would you like to serve generally, perhaps in another?
I would not have minded that at all. I would have been honored, but I think I'd make up for it right now. I look, $700 billion I gave last year, and then this year $716 billion, and I think I'm making up for it rapidly because we're rebuilding our military.
A congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is traveling to Normandy Thursday to help commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.